This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west, and your Washington Commanders are 1-0. Good morning, Mr. Mitchell.
1-0, baby.
How do you do?
I'm good, man.
You and I went to MGM National Harbor Thursday night to watch the NFL opener with the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Now, the Cowboys certainly showed a lot more than the Giants did, but you and I left that night watching that game and talked about it Friday morning with the same kind of understanding. Good teams
find a way.
Maybe don't play their best game, but they find a way to win.
They do.
And yesterday, against the maybe pitiful New York Giants, or at least pitiful with Russ Wilson in there and a banged up O-line, against the New York Giants yesterday, the Washington Commanders controlled the game. Now, did they let the Giants hang around? Was the offense a little clunky? Yes.
We had a bunch of bogus little calls by the referees too. That should have been two more scores on the board.
Yeah, I mean the Wagner roughing I didn't love, but I think there were three calls that letter of the rule were correct, but I don't like the calls. The grounding call was correct because he didn't get outside of the pocket, mm-hmm. but he was just trying to clock it. It wasn't grounding.
Yeah,
it wasn't like he was under duress. The Wagner roughing. Letter of the rule, I get it, but damn. And then
So what's the letter of the rule? Are they telling people don't hit a quarterback?
You're not supposed to touch their helmet. You're not supposed to touch the helmet.
See, that's the whole thing about it. You can't control touching a helmet. So if you intentionally hit a person in the helmet, I understand. But when you're going full speed hitting somebody that's throwing a ball and they're changing the angle and the position of their head, you can't control just touching it.
I agree.
You know, and did he get up shaking his head? No. So they got to get over some of that, some of the BS calls that they have.
But unfortunately for Washington, they had 12 penalties in this game. DQ was pissed about the penalties after.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 12, you might not like them. Most of them were quite legitimate, and you got to clean that up. I think for Washington yesterday, you're able to win 21-6, a two-touchdown win. We'll get into exactly what the two-touchdown win means a little later.
A 15-hot-dog win.
Exactly.
That's what we're going to say.
But for me, it's more about what they were able to do in a situation where they only went 4 of 11 on third down. Kind of surprisingly, DQ, there were two opportunities for what I thought would have been sure fourth down attempts that they punted. I think that, when they punted on a pair of fourth and shorts at about midfield, led me to believe that Quinn was quite confident in his defensive performance. And, hey, man, we're just going to get out of here with the win because we don't think they're going to be able to move the ball. And we're saving our A game for Thursday because we know we're on a short week. And it was the right course.
The way I look at the whole thing, okay, I understand people say, well, the Giants might suck. You know why they suck? Because the defensive line beat the hell out of their offensive line.
The D-line was the best. The Commanders' D-line was the best group on the field yesterday.
And then the offensive line beat the hell out of their D-line to run the ball. When the Giants had 231 yards total. Washington had 220 rushing.
Yeah.
I think the thing of it is we have to get to the point where we understand sometimes people play bad because you make them play bad, not because they're just bad.
I think I agree with that. The defensive line, I thought if you're Adam Peters, like, and he's not a guy, like, I know this. He does not pay attention to social media reaction. The only times AP cares about something that hits social media, if it's factually wrong information.
About a contract.
Well, and it's from, like, you see these, like, random burner accounts and, like, just fake-ass accounts that are just engagement farming all the time. He doesn't care about those. But if somebody that has somewhat of a following or is considered a real journalist, if they have wrong information, that will get corrected. Otherwise, AP doesn't care. But do you remember all the hand-wringing about giving Javon Kinlaw 15 mil a year?
Hey, man.
I don't think anybody's worried about that now.
The whole thing about it is people have to stop making everything about the money if you don't understand the salary structure and the money structure of the NFL. I watched a thing where a guy was interviewing Fred Smoot. That same topic. Remember when it was like they thought the Commanders were overlooking the Giants because DQ said that the coaches had been working on the Green Bay contract. And Fred basically was telling the guy, like, look, man, you will never understand. Because you think you know something and you run with it instead of knowing. And I think the ultimate thing about when it comes down to the money, the people that are discussing, oh, man, too much, he making $15 million, because they ain't making nowhere close. And they don't understand that these guys just make way more money than you make. They make way more money than you think they're going to make. Hell, I looked at it the other day. Rookies make $840,000. That's the minimum. $840,000 when I was playing, you were high. You were a top-notch dude. You know what I mean? So you have to get past the money and just understand these people paying what they know they need to pay.
I thought
they know what they deserve.
Kinlaw was fantastic. Payne was fantastic. I want to dispel something real quick. Everybody's like, oh, contract year Payne, contract year Payne. He's under contract next year. Now, there's not guaranteed money on that part of the deal, but if he keeps playing like this, they'll probably just keep him.
Like, yeah, you know me. This contract year talk is annoying to me because most times when you get a guy to come in as a rookie, okay, and then all of a sudden he's in his fourth or fifth year, what is he at that point? An experienced guy now, right?
Yeah.
So he plays better. And everybody just write it off and, oh, he played better because it was a contract year. No, he played better because now he understands the rigors of this game. He understands his own little schedule. He understands how to prepare his body and take care of his body. And he knows how to attack a game now. That's why he played better, because he got experience, not just because they got a contract year.
Well, I thought yesterday you saw an experienced team, and listen, man, it's not all going to go like it did yesterday where you're in victory formation at the two-minute warning, right? Like, it's not all going to go that way. But where you had really experienced guys that made mistakes and then rebounded. Zach Ertz on the first drive it was 3rd and 5 from the 48. If they get a marginal gain there, I bet they're going for it on 4th down, right? Instead, Zach Ertz gets called for the false start. Then it's 3rd and 10, which this offense generally avoided 3rd and longs last year. All of a sudden, first drive, they're in one. Zach Ertz has a drop on what would have been a first down. Would have been a tough catch, but he didn't catch it.
That hit him in the hands,
right? Ertz.
Pull that in.
You know what he does on the next drive? Catches a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could talk about age or you could talk about experience. And in a game that was probably a little bit closer than it should have been, you get to the late third quarter and it's a one-score game despite the Giants' offense really unable to do anything. That last drive, the touchdown drive that sealed the game. They started, I believe it was first to goal, like from their 10.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was from their 20, but then they took the penalty, right? That was a 9-play, 95-yard touchdown drive to seal the game. And I thought Debo on the jet sweep, the blocking on that was phenomenal. I thought Bill on the play before that, Eckler on the play before that. It was experienced guys that knew late in that game, fellas, we're not going to mess around here. Let's put this one to bed.
Yeah, and I think that, see, I was talking with, I forgot who the hell I was sitting next to. We were talking about, people talking about the age of the team, and I'm like, listen, man, watch this game right now. You got a bunch of old dudes making plays, right? You got a bunch of experienced guys making plays. Then you get a young guy who brings excitement, like in Bill, the spark plug. I've always felt you have to have a delicate balance of players on your team. And if you're trying to teach something, what's easier to teach young guys now? Have a bunch of veteran guys around them that can still play. And you look at this team right now, they didn't come in talking about we're going to change the culture. They came in and the culture changed because they brought in guys like a Bobby Wagner. They brought in guys like, now a Tunsil, and you have also a Von Miller. They brought in a Zach Ertz. All of a sudden now you watch the little guys, the younger guys making plays. Hell, the kickoff return by Luke.
Yeah.
You know, at a proper time.
How
to
about
get
Nick
it.
Ballor on specials?
Nick Ballor, damn near killed a guy. You know, I love that type of stuff. And then you're watching Bill and you watch McNichols and you
but
see.
But, dude, for all the talk of Bill, and Bill was fantastic yesterday.
Yeah.
10 for 82 with the touchdown, average 8 yards a carry. Eckler was also awesome.
Eckler
averaged
was
about 7.5 a touch.
Standing. Eckler get that one pass. And
the little spin move?
And he, boom, inside to get the first down.
Dude, I asked him if he thought it was going to be a house call. He's like, I was just trying to beat one guy at a time.
The thing about it, man, is just that you hear, if you talk to people that actually play this game, they will tell you as they got older, the game became easier because they understood what needed to be done. And when you're young, you think, when you're young, you always think you got to be the fastest, strongest, and on every play, you got to go all out. When you get older, you understand when to do it, when not to do it. You know how to set up people. Hell, if you study properly, you understand. Like Fred was discussing with that guy as well. Like as you go through your career, you have folders on people. You know what they like to do, when they like to do it. So okay, it's 4th quarter. I know this guy's gonna try to jam me, and I'm gonna set him up. You know what I mean? All those things begin to work. Jaden, and in the second year. Hell with that slump. Jaden goes to Jalen Lane. Jalen Lane drops the ball. What do you do? Go right back to him. Yeah. He catches the ball. All the things that are happening on this team, man, it's something special. You know, and I'm not trying to put the cart before the horse. But when I watch guys do things like this team does, it shows me the mindset has changed. And it's not just particular people, every damn body. The young guys, when they come in, they fall in line. You know, you remember before, a young guy walking to this team, they all of a sudden became a damn leader, and everything was all screwed up. Not anymore.
I thought yesterday was a really, really good example. And obviously, we are all cognizant that Thursday night's game, one, it's short week for everybody. Yes, they have to travel, but if you want to get super in the weeds in it, Green Bay played later in the day, so Washington had a 3-hour advantage in recovery, right? I understand that the competition is going to step up in a significant way Thursday night from what we saw from the Giants. I don't know that the Giants can continue to roll out Russ Wilson. I almost wonder if they go to Dart by next Sunday against the Cowboys. That's for them to figure out.
There are many people questioning that they wanted to go to Dart yesterday, but they were afraid to go to Dart because
you couldn't. You could
defense was doing. See,
you put a rookie against that rush.
If you put Dart in the game yesterday, we'll be on this radio saying, man, that guy can't play.
Right.
Because he would have thrown interceptions and took multiple sacks. I mean, unbelievable sacks. Russ, although he didn't throw the ball as much as well, Russ knew how to get the ball in his hand. He knew certain things to do. The young guy don't know that yet.
For me, what is the most illustrating of how things have changed, and I'm not talking about culture and all the stuff, all the crap that we used to get shoved our way via marketing programs, right? You want to talk about changed expectations. They won their season opener against the division opponent by 2 touchdowns yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the mood in that locker room was hardly celebratory.
Well,
they were happy to get the win.
Jaden said they played horrible. They played mess sloppy, he said.
Sloppy.
You know?
Zach Ertz told me.
That's what I like to hear after a game like that.
21 points for us is kind of embarrassing. We expect to score every time we go on the field.
Yeah.
Like, That's what you want is, yo, good win, never in doubt, victory formation, but we want way more than that.
Yeah, they talk about their standards changing. They talk about how the mindset here and what it means to be here and what it means to be a commander. They didn't put a commander-style performance out there, and they weren't happy. That's cool. I like that. You know, unlike you go out there and you play terrible and you get a one-point victory and you act like you just destroyed the world. You remember that where people used to question the media and then fans for what you got to say now?
Right.
Well, you went on by the skin of your teeth, dude. And then the next week they lose by 4 touchdowns. This team wants better. And I put respect on that. And it starts with their coach. Because that dude is he is calm and cool, too. But
he wasn't happy.
He constantly pushes. Hey, I'm cool with this victory, but you know what? We're not going to do this if we keep playing like this. We got to play better. And what did I tell you Coach Thompson would always say? You know, when you win, you can correct a little harder. If you lose, you got to be coddling them a little bit. Hey, practice this week. They can't go very, very hard physically, but they going to hear about it.
I think looking at that game yesterday, Jaden finishes 19 of 30 for 230 with a touchdown and with another 70 on the ground. I bet Jaden would give himself, honestly, knowing that dude, like a C+. Yeah. I think he played better than that.
He played better than that,
he wants excellence.
He wants excellence, but you have 4 or 5 drops. You put those put those 4 or 5 drops, and you catch those.
Yeah.
You automatically go to about 270.
Dude,
280.
If he hits the deep shot to Terry,
yeah,
everything looks different.
Yeah.
And the grounding at the end of the first half was technically the right call by the Zebras, but like even if they get 3 there and then it's 17-3 at halftime, like it was a little clunky. They weren't very good on third down. They were 4 of 11 on third down. Penalties hurt them on both sides of the ball. You do know the refs are going to be a little more on top of procedural stuff early on in the year.
Mm-hmm.
I just think for a offense that really hadn't had all of its pieces together, Jaden mm-hmm. Daniels didn't throw a pass in the preseason. Terry McLaurin didn't take a snap. Austin Eckler didn't take a snap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to get every Tunsil didn't take a snap to get everybody out there at once in the first game, and still we're sitting here talking about a clunky offense. They put up 432 total yards.
Yeah.
They put up 220 on the ground. And if you want to nitpick and say, like, all right, Bill broke the 40-yarder at the end to seal it, that's what good teams do. You seal it.
What is he supposed to do, not break it?
Doug, it said a lot to me in that situation. So Washington got 1st and 10 deep in their own territory. That drive that ended the game, 1st and 10 with 2:40 left. Now, granted, at this point it's a 2-score game, so there's not a ton of pressure. But 1st and 10 at your own 3, and Bill is the back. A rookie is your running back who's lining up in his own end zone in that situation. And then he breaks one. Like, yeah. That is exactly what you want.
Who's the guy we had on earlier this year that said, when you go back and you watch Jaden, they said even early in the preseason and you watch him early in the season last year, no matter what, he made the right plays. You know, it may not be a completion, but he made the right decision. That decision to throw the ball away, that was the right decision. You know what I mean?
On the grounding call,
yeah,
you're saying? Yeah.
That was the right decision.
Because he had the clock in his head, knew they were trying to
get
3.
Well, that saved some time to be able to have to kick a field goal. That's what he was trying to do. So it was the right decision. They made the call. But, you know, it is what it is. But I will say this. I was thrilled. I was happy about yesterday. You know what? And, hell, I know Tanner was happy because he got a victory on his day.
Yeah. I was so happy for Santana. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Santana's going to join us later in the program. Dan Quinn's going to speak to the media later in the program. We're going to open these phone lines up at 11 a.m. Commanders are 1-0, man.
Yep.
And that's what they needed. They did exactly what they needed to do yesterday.
Oh, one thing, too. All the people that was knocking Connerly, shut the hell up. Let's go.
Connerly was good. He had some welcome to the NFL moments, but he's also a rookie going against.
Who doesn't have welcome to the NFL moments?
I think if you look at all the new guys that arrived, I mean, just so much good.
Trey Amos for real.
Debo, Tunsil, Amos, stride for stride with neighbors.
For real, baby.
I thought Lattimore looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to like from yesterday. Phone lines at 11. We also, our guy White Brian is here. The Giants lost by 15. White Brian is a big Giants fan. And what's he wearing, a 106.7 The Fan Skins jersey?
Oh, it looked like he got on Burgundy and Gold.
Over the course of the next 3.5 hours, White Brian has to eat 15 hot dogs. Those are the rules. We're going to let him do it at his own pace.
That's the rule that he said.
Yeah, they created this bet. So don't you worry. We're going to get White Brian eating some hot dogs. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is finally here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's a celebration. All right, folks. We just got to talk to Johnny Cakes Allville for a minute of Junkies fame. Shout out to Cakes.
Yeah, we just found out White Brian ain't really doing much. Cakes ate 15 in 15
Cakes
minutes.
Cakes told us he once ate 15 hot dogs in 15 minutes on the Junkies.
White Brian, what?
Because he lost the bet.
He got a whole show
All
to do
White
it.
Brian has to do is eat 15 hot dogs over the course of 3.5 hours. Turn that microphone on, White Brian. Jeff looks like he's got the glizzies working. Jeff just helped himself.
Jeff just wanted to do a glizzy bet because he like glizzies.
Yeah, Jeff.
He's a glizzy goblin.
Straight glizzy goblin. Jeff, you're starting the glizzies now to celebrate?
I gotta toast my glizzy to White Brian so he can get this thing started.
All right, White Brian, let's get this thing started. How you feeling, son?
I am a little worried.
I don't know. Now, our friend Mark brought in the hot dogs. Appreciate you, Mark. I got a text from B. Mitch this morning, said, go get them buns. And I said, pause. But I said,
grab them buns, huh?
I did go to Giant this morning. You would be stunned how much math, how long it took me to figure out how many buns.
It's eight in a pack. Get five, dude.
It took me a minute, but I got it.
It's eight in a pack. Get five packs.
Well, I got five packs.
But what
I got
took you so long pack. To figure that out?
It just took me a minute, all right? It
Lauren,
was early.
Lauren, if you're listening or anybody that knows Lauren is listening, please tell her don't ever let JP help the girls with math. They will fail.
I will not. So, White Brian, the bet is 15 hot dogs with buns, correct?
Just 15 hot dogs. I can choose how many buns.
All right, now you're starting with number one. I also got ketchup and mustard. I thought that was the kind thing to do. The people at Giant are very smart because they put ketchup and mustard right next to the hot dog buns. Otherwise, I would not have remembered. Let's take that first bite, Dub B. There we go. White Brian is in the game.
We're in the game, baby.
You think he's going to get to 15?
Hey, I like the ketchup and mustard. That's burgundy and gold.
Jeffrey, you were in the building yesterday.
Jeff, happy about eating the glizzy than Bright Brian is.
I'm going to have a glizzy in the next break. What'd you think of the win yesterday, Jeffrey? Jeff's out here chewing. White Brian's chewing.
Yeah, you asked me as soon as I took a bite.
Swallowed that rather quickly.
Wow. Relax. Relax. It was a good game. I love the energy.
It was fire, bro.
Sold out, good crowd. Crowd was in there early. The Commanders are doing this, making this effort to like put on, they call it the show. The show begins like 15, 20 minutes before kickoff.
Man, Jeff was trying to get on the sideline, bro.
Jeff was working. I tried to help him. He's like, yo, I got access, dog.
I tried to help you. Jeff did not. And they shut it down. I said, we are only giving these to legends.
Yeah.
Jeff wanted to
put
be
me
on
in
the
my
field.
Place.
Oh, he tried to go down there for Santana's thing.
He was trying, dog.
Yeah.
Jeff, okay, man. I'm glad you tried.
I just wanted to see what it was like on the field during game day. It's one thing pregame and, you know, all the seats filling in, but it's a different feel when you look out and it's just thousands of people surrounding you.
You know, that becomes NFL security and they take that stuff pretty serious, right?
Hey, look, JP, I didn't got a lot of places by just looking like I belong.
That's why everybody has an armband down there. But I think, you know, looking at that game yesterday, if you think about the new guys that really impressed,
mm-hmm.
Wise, Kinlaw, Debo, Bill's a rookie, Amos, it goes understated.
Tunsil.
I think Tunsil might have been the best of the bunch.
Right.
When he
did
gets
he have any
moving,
penalties out there? I didn't hear if he had a penalty.
I don't believe he did, but
because I was intently concerned about that because of what people kept saying. And I started to think, what a whack ass way of trying to really say something. Because let's be real, you can call holding on every offensive lineman every play.
Yeah, I mean, but dude, in Houston last year, the numbers were the numbers. He did lead the league in.
I understand, but if he hadn't led the league every year he was in Houston, I really don't care. Because, like, sometimes things go where you just got to figure out a way. And the guy can block. And if a guy come in here and he's a better blocker protecting your quarterback, if he better guy protecting your quarterback, I don't want to hear about that. Because when you get under people that really change your mindset, and, like, Dan makes these guys really believe and make them, he shows them that he gives a damn about them. You play better. You stop doing stupid stuff.
I thought Tunsil was really, really good yesterday. I mean, they were able to run the ball for 220 yards. They averaged 6.6 per play. The YPC as a team was 7 yards. Now, having a player like Jaden and his ability to run is a total game changer. My favorite play of that game is they got pushed back into a 2nd and 16, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Gain of 9, so then it's 3rd and 7. And Brian Burns was very disruptive. I thought, for all the talk of Abdul Carter and Dexter Lawrence, I thought Burns was the most impressive of that
He needs to just talk to Jaden when Jaden tried to talk to him.
We'll play that audio later.
I love that.
I thought Burns was really good. I think he finished with 2 sacks. Yeah. Burns was really good, but it's 3rd and 7, and Jaden gets to the right side. And, I mean, Brian Burns, if you talk about just, like, his athletic ability, like, he is a like, when he was at the combine coming out of Florida State, he was elite. The Commanders are really into the spark score, which is a measure of athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Burns is elite from a combine perspective, right? I mean, this is a guy that runs a 4.5 and stands 6'5", 250. His 10-yard split's 1.57. This is an elite
Remind
athlete.
Me of Monty Coleman.
Elite athlete. And Burns is on the edge trying to close down, get to the sideline, and Jaden just looks at him, and it legit looked like a video game when you hit the turbo button.
Mm-hmm.
And Jaden just ran right past him to pick up the first down. There were a couple plays that Jaden made. That one on 3rd down. There was an earlier one on 2nd down where Jaden rolled out again to his right, looked like he wanted to run, saw there was a linebacker there spying him, then looked just past the backer and saw Debo sit down soft in the zone and just threw it to pick up the first down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought Jaden's decision-making yesterday was truly, truly elite.
It was.
I thought the play calling yesterday was so good. I loved the play design that got Debo's touchdown. But, B, did you notice on Bill's touchdown run, which looked like a little bit of read option between Jaden and Bill to the right side, Bill cut it out. You had Coleman and Tunsil pulling from the left side to the right side. You had Bates come downhill and just kill a linebacker and seal him off. And then Coleman and Tunsil behind him just destroyed the DN. And Bill had the option to cut it inside the tackle or break it and go off tackle. People probably didn't notice, if you're at the stadium, you view things very differently than what the TV copy shows. They had a bunch set on the left side of that formation with Terry, Debo, and Ertz. Like, the attention that set is going to draw.
You talk about 3 guys that all will block, too.
Dude, and 3 guys that can kill you.
Yeah.
Like, that's 3 Pro Bowlers. 3 all-pro-level players.
Yeah.
I mean, when you have that set on the left, and then you're able to run it back to the right with a Pro Bowl tackle pulling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know how hard that is to defend? Like, the 85 Bears would have trouble with that.
Because if you look at it, and your setup is going to say lean right, and then they're going to start creeping to the right. And then OS.
But, like, your DBs, your safeties are focused on what's in that bunch.
Yeah, because that, but, like, just that you see that, you start to cheat a little bit to the right because you feel it has to be going here. And then the first step is to the right. Now you're left. You lost with a little bit. I look at his 6 or 7 yard touchdown thing Bill had. Boom, boom, bounced outside.
Yeah.
You look at that play right there. He comes inside. He's, because, like, I was called, what's the dude, Lombardo?
Lombardi?
Lombardo. He writes and stuff.
Okay.
So he hit me yesterday, say, he writing a story today, and he was like, what is it that makes Bill special?
I said, Matt Lombardo, maybe?
Yeah. I said, he has great vision and balance. And I said, his passion for the game is something beyond me. I said, who the hell practices all year knowing he's not going to play? And he was like, great. So, and right then that play happens where he gets the ball, he goes inside, and then all of a sudden with one hops, they call it a hop skip, he jump cut.
Yeah.
He goes, boom, and he's outside 5 yards walking into the end zone. Unbelievable vision.
I'm trying to remember who I said this to. The vision stood out right away. The patience. It's really hard, especially for young backs, to be patient and let a hole develop, and he does that really well. But it was during camp. The jump cuts that he makes, this is in no way a comparison, but the best dude I ever saw make jump cuts ever is LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember what he could do in and out of breaks, in the hole, at the line of scrimmage, and in no way is this a comparison, but, like, that's the dude that really popularized that movement, and you can see shades of that in Bill's game.
Mm-hmm.
The Bill-Eckler combination, we learned a lot when C-Rod was inactive Sunday morning, right? But the Bill Eckler combination is very legitimate. We didn't see a lot of it, but there were a few plays where you had Bill and Eckler on the field at the same time. And B, I'm curious if this will resonate with you, but I've been trying to think. I think John Bates is really kind of starting to get the respect he deserves, I think. I mean, he was just killing dudes again yesterday.
Bates,
yeah.
Yeah, Bates and Menace. I like that.
What do you think about maybe comping him to a Donnie Warren and what his role was?
You know what? I was just about to say that. And it's exactly that, where now you throw him the ball. What happens is they block so well, they can be viewed as an extra offensive lineman on the field for you.
Right.
But every once in a while, you have to add them into the passing game, because what happens is people forget about them. They completely get lost on the field. And another guy who came after Donnie Warren, James Jenkins, he was very much like that. James was so good, they would have him blocking like Michael Strahan by himself. And then all of a sudden, he ended up with 6-7 touchdowns one year because nobody ever checked him, and he scored. But when he goes to block, he destroys people.
Phone lines at 11. White Brian update when we return. Commanders are 1-0. Now listen, week one of the NFL is almost in the books. We got Monday Night Football tonight. I hope everybody behaved on social media. Football is finally here, and if you decide to get in on the action this season, the American Gaming Association wants to remind listeners to have a game plan when it comes to betting. Bet with legal sports books only. Know the odds, stick to a budget, and lastly, keep your cool. Whatever your bet was this weekend that didn't hit, don't get on Twitter and start S-talking the players or the coaches. They're not there for your bet. They're there to win games, all right? The result of a bet is never an occasion to criticize an athlete or a coach online. Please go to haveagameplan.org to learn more. Brought to you by 106.7 The Fan's proud, responsible gaming partner, the American Gaming Association.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Jump along if you feel
like a room without a roof.
Gotta love Landfill on a Victory Monday, playing the hits. Hot dog update. White Brian is off to a wild start. He's had 7 hot dogs in like 20 minutes.
Oh, no, he's on 7.
Are you on 7 or 8?
He's on 7 now.
So he's had 6.
Yeah.
Dog, we didn't get the hot dogs till like 10:30. It's 10:50.
Nah, we got them before 10:30.
Okay. I mean, call it a half hour. That's a lot of dogs.
He getting it in.
We're going to get a White Brian hot dog update at 10.
You still didn't need 15 and 15 minutes like Case.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Case is Glizzy Goblin champ right now.
I'm on my first hot dog.
Only person I know better than Case is Kobayashi.
Landfill looks like he's on number 2. Jeff's putting some glizzies down.
Landfill had 2 glizzies on 1 bun.
Wow. Play chess, not checkers. I thought some stats from yesterday that stood out to me. As much as we've talked about Payne and Kinlaw, I thought Wise was really good.
Wise was outstanding.
The next-gen stats, though, would tell you Dorrance Armstrong might have been their best defensive lineman. He had 9 pressures yesterday.
Hey.
You know what helps the edge guys? When the interior guys are just blowing everything to pieces.
So, when Joe Witt talks about the pass rush, and he talks directly to a lot of people who believe you got to have this one guy that could just go get it. He said, no, you rush as a team. And if you watch yesterday how they were collapsing the interior, so Russ couldn't go anywhere, he couldn't step up, and then now you allow those guys, because like what happens is tackles just try to run you around the quarterback. When they can step into the pocket, you're going to be at like a 6-yard, 7-yard trajectory. Well, when they eventually pushed the pocket back, Russ was staying at 6-7 yards, and they were able to get to him. If they didn't get to him, they put pressure on him. And also get those hands up, and they would be able to knock some balls down and all that. So they are playing better, like as a team, than they were last year. And I respect it so far. Let's see how it goes.
It's one game against a Giants team that was without its best offensive lineman. Like, you don't want to jump to too many conclusions based on yesterday, but damn, all you can do is yesterday happened. We watched it. And they looked quite good, especially the defensive line. The defense as a whole looked good. How about 2 goal line stands, B? How about Daboll? You tell me what makes sense here. Fourth and goal from the 3.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get it. You get bailed out because of the illegal hands to the face on Wise. First and goal from the 1. Just help me make sense of all this. First and goal from the 1.
Mm-hmm.
First down, you run play action to a tackle eligible. So you're bringing an offensive lineman that's not good enough to start onto the field to try the tackle eligible kind of trick play at the goal line. Okay, it doesn't work. Well defended. The Washington was all over it. Well defended. Second down, they try a run. Stuffed. Third down, another pass play, but it was from a bunch formation, and it goes to like the backup tight end, incomplete. So you have first and goal from the 1, and you throw 2 passes.
Yeah.
If I have first and goal from the 1 and Malik Nabers is on my team, he's getting at least 1 look, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So then, after just going for it on fourth and goal from the 3, fourth and goal from the 1, you kick. What?
Hey.
Like, what?
Well, I think you run out of options, Jay. You go for fourth and goal from the 3, you don't get it, but you got bailed out. Then you try 3 plays, and you don't get in the end zone. You figure, like, I better get some damn points. You know? But the thing of it, those 2 plays, albeit it seems like it's stupid, but who thinks anybody going to throw the ball to a backup? He trying to get his stuff to go down a little bit again. Who thinks they're going to throw it to a backup tackle in a tackle eligible?
Washington defense did.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So the more I begin to talk about this stuff, the more I go back to, and I hope someone gets it to him, Bobby Wagner is a
smart
man. Because
so
what Bobby Wagner does is he watch all the film. Remember the coaches said that he gives them stuff to look at. You think he, and then he has supposedly stuff I hear. He has meetings with other people to watch film.
I'm sure.
So if they are that prepared, I'm not going to give it all to him, but you got a player like that who's also a coach in essence, and all the coaches who got them prepared for it, they are more prepared than they probably ever been.
Yeah, man, there's a lot good going on. Here's the plan. We're going to open these phone lines up at 11. Credit by. Who deserves the credit from yesterday? Debo, Bill, Tunsil, Jaden, the defense, Wise, Kinlaw, Payne, Armstrong, Luvu, Wagner. There's a lot of people that deserve a lot of credit, the coaching staff. Why Brian all of a sudden looks pretty rough? Give me a quick update, WB. I don't know that seven glizzies in a half hour was the right move.
He was dancing just
what
now.
What was that dance move? How are you doing, bud?
Yeah, the seven quickly was the wrong way to go about this. My stomach's not great.
Did you want seven just because the Giants were unable to score a touchdown and you thought if I can get seven, that's as close as the Giants are getting to a touchdown?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Are you okay, bro? Because
I'm going to call this a B-bag. Bring it over to him.
What do they call it in competitive eating? A reversal of fortune? Do you feel close to a reversal of fortune?
I'll be fine.
That's not a fortune.
Jeff, if he barfs, is the bet, does he have to start back over?
Nah. Yeah. Get trash cans for him closely.
Yeah, I mean, actually he do because
Jeff.
That's 15 out. It's like, nah.
All right, we're going to keep tabs on White Brian.
Tony, like, B-Mitch, man, what bet you did with Jeff when you got to eat 15 hot dogs? It's not brown, Brian. It's white, Brian.
Phone lines are open next. It's B-Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.